Heading into Tuesday, Democrats and Republicans are targeting key parts of the voting population. And this week, we are targeting some of those same groups to learn more about them. For our last conversation, we focus on the youngest voters and how their voting patterns are changing.
Joining us is Heather Smith. She's executive director of Rock the Vote. This year, the group has set a goal to get 2 million young people registered to vote and to the polls. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the youth vote?
Well, we define it at Rock the Vote as 18 to 29-year-olds, and it's a huge segment of the population right now. There's 44 million of them, and 1990 was the highest birth rate year since the height of the baby boom. So those young people are all turning 18 this year, and they're quite engaged right now, both in politics, but also in their communities. So they're following the news. I really believe they're defined by things like 9/11 and the war and in moments like that that they grew up with.
I'm wondering how the traits of the generation, how they affect how people actually vote.
They're voting very Democratic right now in general, but that hasn't always been the case. In the 80s,
Reagan had a huge following.
Exactly. You know, Frank Fahrenkopf was the chair of the RNC. And I remember Frank telling me this story where he said, you know, we're sitting there, you know, and we say to Reagan, I've got good news and bad news. You know, the good news is that young people are polling incredibly favorable for you. And the bad news is right now they're not voting. We have to go to campus. And by reaching out to and engaging them, he turned out and really won the youth vote by tremendous margins.
For young people who do vote in this election season, what issues are turning out to be the most important?
The war in Iraq is at the top of the list. These are the young men and women who are fighting the war overseas. In addition to the war, you'll see health care, the economy, education. I think with all of these, they're really fed up of politicians and decision makers making decisions about their lives and future without their input, which I believe is driving a lot of this increased turnout right now.
Not the personalities. I mean, the one interesting aspect of New Hampshire was that John McCain, the oldest candidate, got a high percentage of the youth vote among Republicans.
Yeah. Have you been to a forum with John McCain? So personal. And, you know, across the board, regardless of party, it's that authenticity goes a long way with this age group. I think we always say they have a high BS meter. It's like they just know when you're, you know, and they feel like politics is dirty or it's fake. So when a candidate actually reaches out, you'll see a huge response from young people. You'll actually see them participate and vote.
Question, of course, for these campaigns, will this young voting block vote?
Yes. You saw incredible frustration and anger going into the 2004 elections beginning to translate into political participation. Instead of opting out, they were opting in. And then you go to 2008, and already in every single early primary competition, turnout is either doubled or tripled.
And you're talking about percentages as well as numbers.
That's right. These campaigns have actually done an incredible job reaching out to young voters that we've never seen happen before. They've got people on the ground in all of these states that are going and setting up campus tours and high school tours. They've got online organizing programs through Facebook and MySpace. And the impact that these new voters can have in really close races is going to change how politics runs.
Heather Smith is the executive director of Rock the Vote. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear our earlier conversations about the concerns of female voters, African Americans, Latinos, and evangelicals at npr.org/elections.